Good morning. You're listening to WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It is 9:04. Local elected officials and family members of a Philadelphia-born teenager killed in the West Bank are calling for an investigation into his death. WHYY's Emily Neal has details.
On Thursday, Philadelphia City Council passed a resolution honoring Nasrallah Abu Siam, who was reportedly killed by Israeli settlers in the West Bank in February. Councilmember Rue Landau called for a federal investigation.
He was 19. He was not a soldier. He was not engaged in combat. He was trying to protect his family's sheep when the violence erupted.
Abdel Hamid Siam, a professor at Rutgers University, is one of Abu Siam's relatives. He called for an end to violence against Palestinians in the West Bank.
I want to urge you to stand with justice. We have to choose between the power of law or the law of power.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro sent a letter Tuesday asking U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi to investigate Abu Siam's death. Emily Neal, WHYY News.
Police say a man was ejected from his SUV after he crashed head-on into a SEPTA trolley in Philadelphia's Parkside neighborhood this morning. The crash occurred at North 51st Street and Lancaster Avenue. The victim's identity has not been released. Checking sports, the Mammoth shut down the Flyers yesterday, the final 3-0. The Phillies, they beat the Red Sox yesterday 6-2 in spring training down in Florida. Today, the Phillies will be playing the Pirates. And here's a look at the forecast before we get to the pulse. Looks like we'll have overcast skies today, some patchy fog in the region, a high of 45, the winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, again, a chance of patchy fog developing, a low of 39. Tomorrow, more fog and overcast, a high of 52. Tomorrow evening, some clouds and occasional rain showers, a low of 50. Some showers on Sunday morning possible as we get up to 65.